Everybody recording?
Josh, you recording?
Yep. I'm started.
I'm recording.
All right. You getting good levels? You got a little low toward the end of this week, so you need to stay right up on that thing.
All right. Okay.
You sound great when you start, and then you get relaxed, and you get all...
I back off.
Yeah.
Don't relax.
Get intimate with it.
Always be on guard.
Lick it.
Lick it up. Lick it up.
Just sit here and lick. I do a lick check. Hold on.
Lick it up by Kiss. There's a pull for you. Wasn't that co-written by Michael Bolton or something?
Really?
I think it was.
I think it was. That might be a fact that we're actually correct about for a change.
What's your favorite Kiss song? I mean, it's got to be Plaster Caster, right? or Pull the Trigger on My Love Gun. Love Gun.
Love Gun's pretty sweet.
You need the Paul Stanley stage patois leading into that.
Please.
The only reason to go to
a Kiss show is just for the, for the 5 minutes in between when he's talking to the crowd.
Have you listened to the supercut of that stuff?
It's great.
Fantastic. Listen! He starts off everyone.
Hello, Cleveland! I want you all to know! Remember when he was on Mark in the Morning?
Oh, yeah.
And I asked him to do some of that, and he was at a resort. He was at a hotel with a bunch of people around. So he was game for it, and he got it, and he was self aware about it, but he wouldn't do it loudly because there were people nearby. So he's like, "Hey, everybody, you want to pull the trigger on My Love Gun?"
He did a My Turn with us, and for his promo, I went through and just edited all those things. And he's like, "Are you ready, Los Angeles?" It was just this like 30-second promo of him with all those cuts. Yeah, that mega cut thing is awesome.
Swappy likes to drink alcohol.
I implore you next Halloween to make it a tradition to watch the Paul Lynde Halloween special, which is the most bizarre thing of all time. It is unfortunately the network primetime television debut of the band Kiss, who had to share the bill with Paul Lynde, Florence Henderson, Pinky Tuscadero, Witchy Poo, the witch from The Wizard of Oz. I'm missing somebody. Tim Conway. And they have to be in an elaborate set in what looks like a haunted house up in the second floor, where they have to look incredibly bored as they're doing a big production number toward the end. But they do get two songs in there somewhere, including Beth at the time. Which,
Happy Halloween.
It's spectacular.
When the people that you know don't like you and you treasure friendships in, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Okay. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
It's me, Andy Chanley. That's him, Josh Fligger. Hi. And that's the other him, Larry Morgan.
Also known as Star Child.
Yeah. Sam Farmer's on assignment. Welcome back into it, everybody.
Hi. How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, Jesus. He went right to it.
Thanksgiving was fantastic.
How was your Thanksgiving? Even better?
Yes. Mine was lovely. It was a wonderful day of on my feet the entire time cooking.
Me too.
And drinking wine.
You all right? Are we keeping you up, man?
You want to take a break?
Are you still drinking wine?
Yeah, I was saying,
we
can just stop if you want to take a little nap for a little bit. We'll wait.
Wouldn't that be great?
I always nap right after this because you guys put me to sleep.
I wonder if I could get to sleep if I really try. We should do that as an experiment sometime. I wonder if I laid my head down and tried. If I could actually doze off.
You have to leave your headphones on, so we would have to be quiet? Or can you just take them off and we just stare at you?
Oh, God, if I took my headphones off, yeah, I'd be perfectly fine.
Oh, we could do all sorts of, like, meditation sounds. Andy, think about being in the most safe, loving place you could... You could be.
Heavens. Thanksgiving for us was wonderful. You know, the meal was fantastic. You know, for us, it's the fake turkey. The not Tofurky brand, but it's one of those which I've come to love. You know, I've come to really enjoy. You know, with you know, I guess I figure that I'm also probably pushing cancer off one more day. you know, Laura does her cranberry salad, which is nice. It's not my thing. She does her sweet potato salad, you know, a dish, which is nice, but it's very good. It's very good.
Glowing review.
So there's not a
so
single
far.
Thing that Laura makes that you like, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, she killed the sweet potato casserole all the brown sugar in it and the nuts on top and it's fantastic. It really is. It's the only way I can eat sweet potatoes and enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. But what's the difference between a yam and a sweet potato, by the way?
Very little. I think it's okay. Just a version of the same kind of thing.
One's pointier.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure George in Long Beach will tell us next week.
Exactly.
So
let me make a note of that. But it was nice, you know, the tofurkey. It's not a fucking turkey. Let's get that straight.
It's like,
you know,
turkey loaf.
It's kissing your turkey sister.
Yeah, you spent quite a bit of airtime last episode just really going to the mat defending the fake turkey as being delicious. And now that you've actually reminded yourself what it tastes like, you seem to have dialed way back, don't you think, Josh?
I'll tell you what the best part of it is.
The turkey, the tofurkey brain.
Here's the best part of tofurkey.
Is when it's gone.
Is the leftovers. Like the next day having a little sandwich of tofurkey with some mayonnaise.
Let me ask you a question
because
I've never had it. What's the texture like? Is it like
turkey. It's like turkey.
Okay,
burst.
I mean, it like, shreds apart, or is it like
it kind of tears apart like turkey breast, you know, it's kind of,
shred, yeah. like fibrous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I just picture like a big firm block of brown tofu.
I think in the past, that's kind of what they were. They were just big, giant brown blobs, and they've done a better job at recreating. The thing that drives me crazy is anybody who does the vegetarian or vegan thing and that they have to recreate actual food and call it that is just, I mean, it just like embrace your lifestyle and don't have a thing you call a version of turkey. Just have vegetarian enchiladas or, you know, you don't have to stay with that. That's the thing that drives me nuts about going to vegetarian restaurants where they have, hey, how would you like the quote lasagna, or they like change a letter on it to make it lasagne. And it's like, no.
Apostrophe lasagna.
Yeah.
Lasagne.
No dairy, no meat, non-cooked lasagne.
It's called salad.
Yeah.
We had a couple of bitchin' pies. Yeah. I make a good pie crust. There Laura makes a good pie filling. Mm-hmm. We come together on that one, an apple and a pumpkin pie from scratch. And, you know, the stuffing, the dressing that I make.
Well, that's
every
my
year.
Next question. Have we got to stuffing waffles yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. That's what I was. That's the long way of what I was getting around to.
Go for
yesterday,
it.
That was yesterday,
and this
right?
Morning, yeah. Yesterday and this morning, 2 days in a row. You take the stuffing, the leftover stuffing, and you put it on the waffle iron, smoosh it together, and have a couple of eggs. I like to do it with a little, brown gravy. Laura likes to do it with the cranberry sauce. So hers is more sweet than savory, I guess, in a way. Oh God, that's fantastic.
I don't get the cranberry sauce don't get me wrong. I like cranberry sauce. I don't like it when they make like Thanksgiving sandwiches and then they put like the cranberry sauce in it. That's just, you know, that's weird.
Just adds a little sweetness to it, like pickle relish or something like that, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. But here's the thing about this is a Starbucks. Like, one of the few good things that Starbucks really made to eat was every year, for the last several years, they did this holiday panini, where it was white turkey breast, and it did have a little bit of cranberry on it, but then it had stuffing in there, smashed together in a panini, and it was fucking great. And this year, one of the, you know, little tiny things I was thinking about looking forward to is, when it gets to be November, I'll be able to go to Starbucks, and I bet for lunch once or twice I can get one of those paninis. That's good. I pull up to the drive-in a couple weeks ago, and I said, you guys have those paninis yet?
Oh, we're not doing that this year.
Well, I mean, it is
20. Son of a bitch.
It's 2020. What did you expect?
Right. One thing I was hoping for in 2020, and they couldn't give me a fucking turkey panini.
Yeah. Boy, the Starbucks does not only has a war on Christmas, now it's a war on Thanksgiving, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
God.
Damn you corporate curses. Entity. Yes.
What about you, Larry? Tell me about your Thanksgiving meal with you. And was the whole family there? Was Alex there? Charlotte?
Yeah, the three of us. I mean, the whole family being the three of us. But yeah, it was a stunning success. My little smoker came through, as always.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she said.
My first pass at the smoker, I was extremely nervous. I was so stressed that I actually I was in this dream wake state all night the night before, with just going over the process in my head. Because, as I said before, unlike our friend Sam Farmer, who's on assignment, who is able to, you know, smoke an entire rack of ribs with his phone, I actually did it like a man, and it's constant maintenance. It's constant. I mean, you really have to kind of keep the idea, anyways, that is to keep the smoker at a very specific level of heat to keep it consistent and low heat all day long, and feed the fire and close off the fire in case it gets a little too hot, and on and on and on. And for my first attempt, I'm shocked that it went as well as it did. And it took about 3.5 hours, I want to say, large bone-in turkey breast.
I want to say, just want to point this out, though, that those feelings you were having before, mm-hmm. that a lot of NFL players have that before the Super Bowl. And I just wanted to compare them. That now you know what it's like to play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it had a playoff feel about it. Absolutely, exactly. Josh.
And it sounds like you played like a champion that day.
I tell you, I left it all on the field, I have to say.
Left it all in the smoker.
Yeah. And also, one of the things I realized about halfway through is that I told you guys, I volunteered because Sharla always does Christmas and does everything. And we usually will go out for Thanksgiving because we're not spending it usually with extended family, because they're either too far away or they're just not around anymore. So so she doesn't have to do the work twice. Obviously, this year going out is a little more complicated. There weren't really that many places in the area serving. So that's why I volunteered. And about halfway through the day, my menu, I'm looking at it and I'm going, honey, I'm going to need a sous chef on this, because I got to be out there like every 5 minutes just to kind of maintain. I was so nervous about it. So she helped immensely, but
So it was empty promises. Is what you gave her.
I mean, she basically, you know, cut and trimmed green beans for me. She peeled and mashed potatoes for me. I did most of the finishing. We had, we actually did have sweet potatoes that she mashed for me, and I found a recipe for a honey cinnamon butter that was dolloped on top. I did a semi-traditional green bean casserole similar to what I grew up with, without the bacon. Charlotte's not eating piggy right now, so I use turkey bacon and a cornbread dressing like I grew up with, as opposed to a stuffing in the bird. And the birds turned out beautifully smoky all the way through. I did have one really big panicked moment, because my turkey injector was delivered to the wrong house. Yes, you heard me. My turkey injector came the night before. And it went to a different address, and I had to go down there and knock on their door and demand my Amazon package.
Where's my injector?
I know you're in there.
And by the way, if you've never injected liquid into a turkey breast before, there's nothing that makes you feel closer to being a mad scientist that's doing experiments on animals, because it just expands the bird. You see it just really? Kind of like it's on steroids.
Now, what did you inject it with? Like what? Was it like what kind of?
It was a mixture of
toothpaste.
Of oil and orange juice and seasonings. Ooh. and Worcestershire. It add a little flavor, but also a lot of moisture. It just helps it not dry out. That was the moistest. Here's the problem, though. It was so good that I will be forced to do this again every year.
Exactly.
It turned out so well. But man, couldn't be happier. I'm sorry to ramble on about it, but I've been dying to brag about it forever.
Between you and Sam, that one of those smokers is looking better and better every single
day. I'm telling you, Josh.
How bad does it stink up the place pretty bad, though, with the smoke, or is it not that bad?
No, I mean, it was outside, and it wasn't that breezy. I smelled like a chimney sweep by the end of the day.
Right.
In fact, I think it might just be in my pores forever now. It's just
smoke, Larry.
It's just part of my scent.
Do we need to get a Larry injector?
I do see the value of smoking something with your phone from your living room, just from every time you open up a door and you get a big cloud of mesquite right in your face, and I'm I'm pretty smoky.
Wow, that sounds like a success, a big success.
Yeah, I know. I talked a lot about it, but man,
Do you have leftovers that you're still eating today?
Yeah, we ended up. Charlotte at the last minute decided, because they had a couple available. One didn't look like enough. It turned out to be fine for Thanksgiving, but we did kind of want leftovers, so I did two. And I'm going to go as soon as we're done here. I'm going to go snack on what little is left.
Yeah, I just polished off the second leg about 20 minutes ago.
There you go.
We got no more turkey legs. I'm the only one in the house that eat them.
I was so happy. Things. So Josh, then report on yours.
Yeah, it was great. We just chilled out. I just did a simple turkey, mashed potatoes.
Did you brine your turkey the night before?
I did not. I did it last year, and I know I was like, it doesn't. I didn't notice any difference. I didn't know. I do it in a bag, though. And that, for me, this turkey, I don't know why, but for some reason, this was like one of the sweetest. You know, like a good breast white meat will have that little bit of sweetness to it. This was like one of the sweetest turkeys I've ever made. This was delicious. So, we had a great time. The good news is I think I finally convinced my kid to try a sandwich.
I didn't know there was a block on sandwiches. The
thought of bread and whatever meat he likes together is just...
Oh, any sandwich?
Oh, any sandwich. No.
Oh, really? No hamburger, no hot dog.
No, he'll eat a roll and he'll eat a hamburger, but he won't put them together. And I think I finally convinced him. He was eating a...
Kids are fucking stupid. I mean...
Yeah, he's eating... His eating habits are like for a lunatic. They literally make no sense whatsoever. If anything, if a piece of cheese gets within 6 feet of his plate, he goes ape shit. And then I look 30 seconds later and he's snacking on a gigantic piece of pizza with extra cheese on it. I'm just like,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Kids are weird. Alex had a long time thing about chocolate. There was just, which is shocking for a kid. Yeah. And trust me, he got over it. But when he was little, there was just something about chocolate totally turned him off. And I've always believed those things are texture related, that one bad incident with something that's not very good. Like with me, it was eggs growing up, because my mom made the worst scrambled eggs. She she took them off the pan a good 5 minutes before they should have come off the pan. So they were like just snotty. Always soft. And it was like, they were like yellow snot. Going down, and it's just I gagged those down every single time, and it took me forever to get into eggs until I finally started going to places where they made it right. But I think it's a texture thing usually.
Well, he was like So we're having like I'm explaining to him. I'm like, you can put whatever you want on your sandwich. It doesn't, because he's like, I don't want any cheese. I'm like, you don't have to put. If there's not a law that says that you have to put cheese on a sandwich.
I beg to differ.
But he's like,
you really should have cheese on it, and if you don't, you shouldn't be allowed to even think about it.
Baby steps.
There are regional statutes about it. Yeah,
but you know, he's like, but I don't like.
I mean,
lettuce.
Leave it up to the states to decide, of course.
Yeah. So I'm gonna think. I got those like little rolls, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah. The dinner rolls. Like King's Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Those
are,
yeah.
I'm gonna slice one of those in half and put some turkey in it and start off small.
It's a turkey slider, and that's the way to go. If I have a New Year's resolution this year, 2021, I want that to be the year of the slider.
Really?
You mean
what's the deal with
the world or for you?
For me.
Oh, okay.
I want you to sell me on sliders.
Well, okay. So
it's a very trendy thing. It's every freaking restaurant has a version of it now.
It is. It's a small burger. I guess it would help with portion control to some degree, but.
If you have nine of them.
Give
me a dozen sliders instead of one cheeseburger.
Yeah, there's that. No, but I just think that you could, it's easy to have like a few different types of sandwich if you'd like to. Here's what you can do with a roll that small. I can make a chicken nugget, you know, a chicken nugget. Yeah. I'm air quotes, right. Yeah. A chick apostrophe in nugget.
Got it.
And I could do three of those. One of them could have a little bit of cheese on it. One of them could have a slice of pickle. Ooh. One of them could have some mayonnaise. I could do different sauces on each. Yeah. Barbecue sauce on one. Right.
Sounds like you're afraid of sandwich commitment.
No, I just like to sandwich around.
Yeah. He's a sandwich slut, is what he is.
Exactly. You want everything. You want it all. And your sandwich, too.
You, Andy, are pan-sandwichal.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud of that. Can we go out on that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess we should just end the show then.
I'm walking off.
Well, last question for you then, Josh. Yeah. Is there anything that's special to your family that you eat at your house?
Not on Thanksgiving. That's Christmas.
That's
Christmas and New Year's, remember? Because we got Ham Week 2020.
Right. Right.
Which
of course.
2020 will not bring down Ham Week. I'm telling you, it's happening no matter what. And Ham Week goes right into...
Knock on wood. Touch wood and whistle. Because there may be a ham shortage by the time it comes around. You don't know.
I'm buying the first two I see. Just one for backup.
Oh my God, Josh, you don't have your ham yet?
No,
oh, dude, you've blown it.
Oh, he hasn't heard yet. He hasn't heard.
I'm leaving right after the show. Can we just end this?
Let's wrap this up. Let's go.
So, Josh, you said you got Christmas lights going up.
Yeah, I'm doing right after this. I'm going to throw them up. We got the tree up, and everything's completely decorated except for the lights.
You went this morning and got lights.
I went this morning, dropped off my bike to get fixed, then turned around and bought lights, and then came back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So now. Let me get this straight. It's an artificial tree that you have, right?
Yes.
Which is perfect for an artificial front. And then the lights, they're LED or incandescent.
Well, they're built into the tree.
And the lights you bought this morning.
Yeah,
pre-lit. The lights you bought this morning.
The lights I bought this morning for outside.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Are they incandescent or LED?
LED.
LED lights. Now, where will these go on the property?
We'll go. All right. So I'm going to do the C9 ones in the shrubberies along the fence.
And then explain C9. I don't know.
Those are the small, the medium sized bulbs. They're like LED. I think, you know, I mean, you know how there's like there's the big ones that are like an inch big, like the old time ones that we put on our Christmas trees that were actual screw in light bulbs. And then there's one that's like in the middle that is I think it's called C9, which is basically like an LED, but they put a bigger bulb on it. So it's like in between the small blinky ones and the.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're like the multicolored.
Yeah.
Like they're designed to look old school. Like your grandma always
kinda,
got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those will go in the bush, and then I got, and then I have these.
Sorry, we're 9 years old.
I've got these two gigantic snowflakes that blink, and I'm gonna totally Clark Griswold those up to the side of the house, and then I've got the big ones that are gonna go around the inside of the patio, and then I got the ones I bought this year because my thing is every year I'm gonna add a new light to the setup. Until I just get too old to even want to do this shit anymore, and I'm going to throw it all away. and then I got the icicle, the white icicle things to go along the top of the fence on the outside.
Wow. Now, are they traditional icicles, or are they the LED that the kind of...
I think they're the LED.
The cascade.
The cascade ones.
Oh, wow.
And they're always stay on ones, which is the most important part.
I got to tell you, I was walking, the hardware store is just a block away from me. So I was walking there because I had to get a couple of pieces of wood yesterday that were too long for the car. And so
you carried them back?
I walked them down the street. Why not? But I'm going to pay somebody $50 bucks
to fucking... anything. Just drive past.
On top of your head?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Like I was, in some...
nice wood, loser.
Like I was in some remote village carrying buckets of water or something. Yeah. yeah. Lara's like, I'm going to get a picture of this shit.
Oh, I wish she had.
I'm walking down the street and I look over, day after Thanksgiving, there's some Clark Griswold motherfucker up on his roof, stapling lights up and down the eaves of his house. I got a kick out of that. But what about you, Larry? No, that's it, Josh.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
do you do anything?
We've been actually very sparse with the lighting, but Charlotte has, instead of doing anything around the house, this is the first year in this house, and it's not conducive to, it's hard to describe, but because of the tile and stuff we've got, it's like, there's nothing I would want to put any holes in.
Right.
But Charla actually likes to wrap the trees on the property, like along the driveway. Ah. And she's got decorative wreaths in the front. She's already got this up. She's got a couple of little wintry, looks like Frozen tableaus, as in the movie, in our window. And we have actually a living tree just outside our den, so we can see it from where we're sitting, but it's going to stay outside, and she decorated that, and it's got twinkly lights on it, and the solar lights on it that go on at night, and so everything's kind of tastefully done, but we're not going bananas.
Because I imagine you guys more like, what's Christopher Guest's brother, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the next-door neighbors in the Christmas Vacation.
Right.
Then why is the floor all wet, Todd? I don't know, Charlotte.
That was on Thanksgiving night, and I watched the whole thing just to get it out of the way. That was great.
No, we're not like that, actually. Charlotte wants to get out in the car tonight once the sun goes down and drive around the neighborhood and look and see who's put decorations up. We actually, back when we lived in Woodland Hills, I think that was part of the problem, is that we kind of went nuts. And I was always almost killing myself. We actually had a big property, and I would have to get we had gardeners at the time because the yard was so huge. And we'd spiff them a little extra money to help me get up on a freaking ladder. And then we had this giant wreath hanging off the top of the house. And there was a period where we went way overboard, and we got over it. Like, I reached the point that Josh is saying he's waiting to get to. It was just like, nah, we're not going to do that anymore. Not worth it. So, anti-decorating and lights and stuff. I think we just realized how much easier it is to do something on the interior.
You know, also, I have a feeling that when Owen grows up a little bit and this becomes less, less dazzling to him, that it'll become very, very less dazzling to me too.
Yeah, that may be it. Once the kids kind of mature out of it, and I don't know, we've never been trying to impress the neighborhood. And also we're so far off the road, people couldn't even really see what we're doing anyway. So, So she wraps the trees along the little driveway there, and it looks very, very
lovely. How about you, Andy? How far along are you guys?
Well, I think you do that kind of stuff for yourself, largely anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do a living Christmas tree or a live Christmas tree. We used to do a living Christmas tree until our house got infested with vermin.
Oops.
From the pot that it was in. Anywho, we're going to eventually go and get a Christmas tree. And then afterwards, it will be composted. Usually we buy it from the Delancey brothers or whatever that helps. Helps out.
Are you going to carry it home?
On your head?
On your shoulder. Nice Christmas tree, loser.
That is so hurtful.
Where are you going to put that? Bend over and I'll show you.
I'll show you. Yeah. Anywho's. my fear was that if we got one the day after Thanksgiving, that by the time Christmas actually comes around, that fucker is going to be brown.
Yeah.
So I think we get it next weekend.
Yeah,
that's my thought. Is we get it next weekend. So that's what you know. Maybe sometime this week. You don't know. We might do it some afternoon this week if we feel we've got the extra energy.
You know, it's funny when you watch older movies, like when you watch classic films from like the 40s and stuff, and they're around Christmas time, you realize that somewhere in the process of the commercialization of the holiday, that the reason it used to be where people didn't decorate and get their Christmas tree until like week of Christmas.
Right.
It was
right.
Like, oh, it's Christmas week. Let's go get the tree. Let's decorate. Let's have them up for a week. And slowly, probably through advertising and all this other stuff, Christmas season, shopping season started well into November.
Or how about this twist? Maybe life has started to suck so bad that everybody's like, we need to get the Christmas season started earlier because this shit sucks.
I think that might actually be part of the algorithm as well. Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. But today... It's my plan to put up the strand of lights around our wrought iron fence on our property, hook it up to the little timer so it goes on and off by itself. That's the plan. Is later today, this afternoon. If not this afternoon, then tomorrow. But it's going to happen in the next 36 hours. I will get the front lights up. Looking forward.
Nice.
Yeah. Then the tree sometime in the next week and the wreath on the door and all that good horseshit.
you guys, well, happy holidays to you.
Yeah. And yourself. You guys just glossed right over my trip to the hardware store. I just expected that you'd say, Andy, what did you need at the hardware store?
Why would we bring that up?
No. I mean, you gave us. We've been doing
this podcast for 200 episodes. You think we're going to ask that question now?
You told us such an awesome walking home with lumber on your head story that I figured that was the topper. You know, that was the big finish. The big.
I was just screaming in my head. I'm like, don't fall for it, Josh. Mm. Don't fall for it.
He was setting us up.
I know.
Yeah, and you are way weaker when it comes to that, Josh, because you kind of want to know.
That's true.
All right, and then you regret it immediately.
I won't tell you.
No, you're not.
You could be fucking Lawrence Olivier in the Marathon Man, and you wouldn't get it out of me.
I don't know what that. I don't understand.
I actually think that that reference is appropriate considering the amount of torture we go through when we have to hear your hardware stories. What was it, Andy? What did you go
Andy,
get?
Tell us. You can't leave the listeners hanging.
Yeah. Don't think of us.
Yes.
We're assholes. Think of our kind listeners.
Think about all the people right now about to turn off the podcast.
Because they'll leave unfulfilled if they don't hear it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys.
Please,
really know.
Please, Andy.
All right, since you begged,
Jesus,
I had to get some 1x6.
when you say it so creepy, I don't know how to respond to that
because preparation had made it to the point where it was time to put the fascia in place.
I knew it.
I knew it.
Yes!
I thought that we agreed that we weren't going to say that word ever again.
No, you just asked him to. He never agreed to it. He never signed off on that.
You begged me. Yeah, I've got the last piece is painted, ready to go right up in there and get hammered in place. Yeah, we're close. We're close to having the fascia done. And
just in time for the holidays, too.
I was going to say, I resisted the urge to ask earlier if you're going to decorate your fascia, I held back.
Hey,
here's what has to happen with the fascia.
Real quick question about the fascia. When you work on it, do you have to get on the housetop?
click, click, click.
Or do you do it from the ground top?
No, I come down the chimney down. once the fascia is done, then it's time for a whole new project. We've got to get gutters up there. Ooh. It's going to be gutter gate.
Yeah. Oh no, you can't just slap gate. No.
Gutter gate.
It's not a scandal. It's just a chore you've given yourself.
I think it's become a scandal.
No, we put up a lot from you, but tacking the gate on. We already had gate, remember?
Yeah.
You can't, and
we'll give
gates.
You that one because it touched on clever. Touched on it. But you can't just put one of your household chores and do it yourself or jobs.
It alliterates on the G and the T, the gutter gate.
You can't just tack gate on anything. You can't just make stuffing waffle gate. You can't do it.
No.
I think you can.
I think you're just being lazy. I just don't think you're not taking the time to get creative about it.
You know, I think this is hurtful gate.
Did you think of the gate thing like right before, like how you research the songs, like right before the show, you get on the internet and you're like, I'll call it gate. Yeah, that'll be a good one. I'll write it down right here. Look, let me see your pad. Is gate written down there in quotations on the pad?
No.
Is it written on your hand? Gate.
No.
Don't forget to mention gate.
You shut up.
We can come. I mean, honestly, if listeners want to come up with something better, you can. Involving this whole gutter kerfuffle.
Okay,
hey,
so
there's one right there, just off the top of the old bean. Gutter kerfuffle.
Gutter kerfuffle.
It's not good. It's not good. I'm just saying. We're brainstorming here.
What is kerfuffle gate?
No, that's not even a thing.
What? I guess I just didn't understand.
So I guess we are asking listeners to come up with a name for your gutter project.
Yeah, your artificialfriends at gmail.com. Yeah. His gutter project needs a better name than Guttergate.
Now, let me ask you a question. I put up a gutter there once before, mm-hmm. and I had to take it down to do the automotive pavilion. And now it's, once I get the fascia up, then I can put up the gutter again, because I have something to fasten the fashion. I can fasten to the fashion. Let me ask you your question. If it were up to you, and
so
you were
this
in my,
is the gutter father part two.
See, it is a bit of a controversy.
In what way?
Well, let me ask you this.
Who's arguing with you? Who's?
I know. That's the problem. Where's the argument coming from?
There is no anti-gutter contingent in this mix.
It's you creating gutter drama for yourself.
It's up to you to prove that there is no. There's no.
You're
gutter
creating
game
gutter tension, perhaps, but just because of your obstinance with this ridiculous choice of labeling.
Okay. Well, we just have a set of alternate facts, the two of us, don't we?
We're just going to agree to disagutter.
My question is this.
Disagutter gate.
My question is this. If you had, let's say 16 and 8, like 25, 24 feet of gutter with a downspout to put up. Uh-huh. That's what you needed in the back corner of your house. Is that something that you would do yourself, or would you pay a premium to have someone else do it?
The problem with that is I'd be afraid by doing it wrong or poorly that might cause damage to the roof. You know what I mean?
Mm. Well, you've already had a gutter attached there, so you're...
What are you replacing? Just the whole thing?
Well, I had a gutter up there.
And come to find out, the people who painted our house replaced the fascia with shitty cardboard instead of wooden 1x6, and it started to deteriorate
just
and come
apart. Just a facade,
apart. Basically. Yeah, and then when we redid the carport, we realized that they didn't even have fascia across that side. So I and the rafter tails of the house were too short. I had to extend. This is why it took so fucking long. I had to add wood to the end of the rafter tails using wood epoxy and extend them and then get them all exactly, you know, plumb down the line. And now, only now have I been able to, you know, put new fascia up there. So I have something to put
in wood extensions.
I did wood extensions.
All right.
So, but now it's time to put up, because now when you, if it rains, the automotive pavilion goes up above the level of our roof.
Gotcha.
So rain falls on that, then falls on the roof, and then it comes down, slopes right down on our back porch. Mm-hmm. I'll put the gutter up there, so when it rains, I'll step out onto a dry porch now.
So the fact that you're even asking us our opinion on this, which is shocking to me, makes me think that you have enough doubt that you're worried about your own.
No. I'm certain I can do it.
Uh-huh. Do you know, are you buying the length of gutter in one piece? Because you know you'd have to carry that.
It would be sections, right?
Yeah, you buy sections at Lowe's and come and you rivet it together and put sealant and
caulk
in there.
I just wasn't sure if you were going to be walking down the street with that on.
And you get the hangers for it and all that shit. And you
I think you do it, Andy.
Have the right slope to it and all that stuff. But it hurts working with sheet metal. You get cut to ribbons and it's a pain in the cock. And I'm the only one out there doing it. Try holding up an L-shaped 30-foot piece of gutter by yourself, because the kids are fucking worthless. You can't get a 5.5-year-old can't hold up the other end of a gutter.
Right. Well, it is a two-person job. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In COVID times,
And here's the other side of it, too, is that if you are doing it yourself, it's a pretty good guarantee that we're going to have to hear about it every fucking week this.
Well, I don't want that to flavor your answer on this.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
It's a major factor in my response.
You know what? You've just made up my mind for me. I've got to do it myself.
He's doing it for this podcast.
I'm taking one for the team, fellas.
This is gutter spite
He's such a content creator right there.
You decided for me, Larry. All right,
it truly has become Guttergate now. I think it's turned the corner. It's turned a corner. You're doing it out of
spite.
Yeah.
Hey, we got one phone call in here.
Woohoo!
Just one.
Yeah. Right. Just one, but right. it's a minute and a half long. It's quality length and everything. Important.
All right. Quality length. Okay.
And if this transcript is any indication. The content is partially, at least, about a shed. And we're also going to need you to play a little bit of an intro before we do this, if you wouldn't mind.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Low energy bike. Art.
Low energy bike. Hey, yappers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. First of all, thank God for shed talk, no matter how small of a shed it was. The good deal on the 2-ton chain hoist was from a private party on Craigslist. This guy had so much stuff packed into his shop, I had to hand carry the hoist to my pickup. He said it weighed about 120 pounds, and it felt like it. With the state shutting down the restaurants and pubs, when we're playing music on Thursdays, I would play at home, but the dogs just insist on singing along, and none of them are on key. I have one more fair-sized job that has to get done this season. It's a sewer and water extension with a tie-in for a new house. we have to install a manhole on the existing sewer line in the middle of the street, then install 325 feet of 8-inch sewer line into where a small proposed subdivision will go, then 360 feet of 8-inch water line. The water line should be a piece of cake. The sewer line, not so much. Another day in the life of a ditch digging man. Talk to you later.
Well, that didn't feel like a minute and a half.
Nah.
It's the sewer line. That's the hard part.
Yep.
Oh, sure. Everybody knows that. Maybe we should get Low Energy Mike's opinion on this gutter controversy, because, you know, he's somebody who works with drainage and, you know, that rainwater issues. And
I could use a hoist for the other end of the gutter.
That would suck. I don't ever want to put in a sewer line.
He's on to something.
Are you going to go buy a hoist?
No, I just realized I could take some bungees and loop them loosely around a rafter.
What you do,
and that'll hold up the other end of the gutter while I attach one end that I can go to the other end. I don't need anybody else.
Just go get like three super long pieces of wood, and you could build like a one of those hoists, like they lift engines out of cars. You know what I mean? That they put over
block and tackle.
Yeah, just put that on one end, and you can hold it up while you're doing the other thing, the other side.
I use some bungees.
Okay, bungees, whatever. or use bungees.
you could come over and help.
Nah, it's COVID times.
Good call.
Thank
good
God, call. COVID's
safety.
Here.
Safety.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring anything over to you guys. Let's just
I've got some extra bourbon. Got some extra cigars I need to get rid of. I'll be right over. Hey, need a hand with this thing? I can't live. Nope. COVID times.
Hey, I bought 2 40-foot boards from the store. Can you come down?
Hey. I got this 16-foot piece of fascia I need to get home. Josh, I was wondering if you could come over and drive alongside and ridicule me while I walk down the street.
Give me a pep talk the whole way.
Oh, here's the. By the way, close up the.
Here we go.
That was Low Energy Mike. That was Low Energy Mike.
Thank you, Mike. And I should tell you the phone number that he called, if you would like to do the same thing. It's 626-657-6428. That's 626-657-6428. And the mnemonic device for that, if numbers aren't your bag, is muck PM hat.
Hey, man, numbers aren't my thing.
No, not my thing, man.
Can you write down every number in word form? Because numbers aren't my thing.
Yeah. I don't do numbers, man.
It's so passé to write down phone numbers. I write down in cuneiform.
I take my phone numbers in haiku.
The thing, I go to the store, right, and I'm thinking, oh gosh, if I could, this, it's like 15 feet long, this one section of fascia, right? And my preference would have been, I can get that all up in one piece, that'd be fucking great, right? It's more solid. I don't have to do a joint on a rafter tail. That, you know, that would be my preference. So I asked the guy at the store, I said, hey, what's the longest piece of 1x6 you have? And he said, 16 feet. I said, that's perfect. I'll be back in 10 minutes on foot.
You actually said on foot.
I didn't. I said, all right, I'll come back in a while for it. And so
that's
I have
perfect.
In my mind,
I can't wait to carry it.
I have in my mind that I'm going to be carrying this piece of 16 foot 1x6 down the sidewalk. But I get back to the store, and I said, somebody said, do you need some help? I said, oh, I'm just going to come over here and get some of this 1x6. Is this where the 16-footer is? He goes, oh, well, we don't have just plain 1x6. This is, 1x6 planking, this tongue and groove stuff here. For you know, I'm like, well, son of a bitch, I didn't want flooring. I wanted.
Right.
The guy told me that you had it. So I have to get 2 10-footers. So I'm only carrying 2 10-footers.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Did you have to tack a little red flag on the back?
No. No. What I did, so we're about, 75 yards from the main intersection where the stoplight is. And that's the store, the gate of it is like right across from this side street that goes right down to my street. And so it's like a straight shot from the door of the hardware place to my place. And I'm thinking, well, I'm just going to go. I'm going to, you know, I'll walk to the edge of the road right there and I'll wait for traffic to go by. And then I'll just, you know, walk across there. And I'm waiting and there's somebody sitting in a car waiting to turn. So I'm like, are you asleep? Did you have a stroke? What's happening? There's nobody coming. You're just standing there. And I look over, I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going to walk, you know, across in front of them. And oh, that's when they wake up and they decide to drive away and they realize they've been sitting there forever. And just as I do that, I step back up on the curb and I look up the street for the next car that's coming until it's clear again. And a police car is coming down the street. I'm like, well, great. I know I'm going to be the obvious guy, the very conspicuous fellow who gets the jaywalking ticket. So I'm not going to. So now I got to walk down to the main intersection with these giant planks. So I'm walking down there. I feel like somebody, you know, holds up one of those signs for Liberty Tax Service.
I just picture you getting to this corner and like all of a sudden it turns into like a Mr. Bean episode and you're like turning and smacking people in the head with the board.
Same thing. I was thinking it's like it's in black and white. It's a Buster Keaton movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty girl drives by and he turns. He's knocking mailboxes down.
Oh, if only. Larry, was there anything from the Yaffsack that you wanted to share with us?
You know, mostly it's just people sending stuff that they want to make Josh gag. So not a whole lot new right now, but I'll remind everybody that our email address is yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. If you want to check in with anything or respond to our gutter issue that we are currently going through.
Yes.
Gutter game.
And you know what, guys? It's the giving season coming up here, and we got a shop out there that's Yaff Crap that has a mug in it. And I can't think of a more perfect gift to give your loved ones in this upcoming season, right?
Yeah. I really should see if there's anything else in there.
Wasn't there... we should get a mug. What was it? The perfect amount of stupid. We need to get that.
Oh, yeah. Just the right amount of stupid. Yep.
Just the right amount of stupid. Did you mention it's yaffcrap.com, Josh? Yaffcrap.com.
Did I?
I don't think he did.
Okay. Yaffcrap.com, everybody. And also, if you're enjoying this podcast, and why wouldn't you? I mean, now that we're 204 episodes in, we've got it down. It's perfection. Recommend it to friends. Rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you know anybody else who might enjoy this or who was a big fan of the sound back in the day and want to catch up with some of us, your artificial friends, we would love to have you. Thank you for the nice comments.
Make sure you tune in next week. We talk more about gutters.
It's given.
We'll wrap up that bit.
Yeah. Good 20, 30 minutes on that.
Yeah, I just want to point this out that we did two separate Faja and gutter bits. So I mean, don't you think maybe next week we should get like a half a gutter bit or a half a Faja bit?
Well, Oh my God. What did you just remind me of something. You just reminded me.
Are we going to go for a trifecta? Go for it. What else?
My daughter's pounding on the door, so I've got to wrap things up soon.
Thank you.
I'll take
I love
hostages.
That girl. Thank you.
No, I realized there was a tool. There was a tool that I didn't know I needed until this job, and it was the only tool that would do this job. And now I would never be without this tool ever in my life. If I were a carpenter,
if I was
and
a
you
carpenter,
were my lady.
You were my lady. If I were a carpenter,
a left-handed Faja hammer.
I would not work without this tool.
What is it?
An oscillating cutter. You know those things that you can put a sanding thing on it or what?
They're like a big treble cool.
The cutting blade that goes side to side.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is like cutting, doing fine cuts and you know, it's just amazing.
The look on Larry's face right now. I told you,
it's nap time. Lullaby, good night. It looked like
he was just, the screen was off and he was staring at a wall. He was just like,
Hey, Larry, I want to tell you what a fine shirt you're wearing today, by the way.
Well, thank you.
He's wearing a Big Star shirt. from the number one record.
Basically, the album cover design. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking good.
I love
looking
this good. Shirt. Love that band.
Well, everybody. This Thanks for fun. Tuning in. This Talk fun. To you next week for Sherseys. Larry, how can people get a hold of you?
You can check me out on Instagram, the Larry Morgan, also on Facebook, etc. And please also follow us on your Artificial Friends Facebook page, where we will. You can see a picture of my little smoker right now.
It's a nice little smoker.
It really is.
Joshua?
JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com.
For me, it's Andy_Chanley on Twitter. It's Andy Chanley on the Instagram and DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
The echo is too much for me to handle.
You've been doing really good with the theme lately, Andy. I have to commend you on that. You haven't fucked up in a while.
I agree. Has that been a one-man job or two?
What's it?
To sync up the... Never mind.
You know what I need to do? Is I need to get a hoist on the other end of this.
Yeah, put some bungee cords around it. Hold it up there.
Put some bungee cords around this.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.